This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. If you missed out on the Cowboys-Bengals ticket giveaway, we got another one of them coming at you in the noon o'clock hour. Plus, if you want to bid for our table at Swinging for a Cause this weekend, 877-881-1053. The minimum bid starts at $1,500. It's a table for you and five other friends along with us. You also get to two tickets to a Rangers game next year and an in-studio visit with us. So if you are interested, minimum bid starts at $1,500, 877-881-1053.
And if you want to get an individual ticket and show up to the event, you can go to 1053thefan.com/sandlot and check that out as well, because, man, that is an awesome event.
It was
a blast to be at last year. Hope to see you there.
Now, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good to hear from you.
Now, I've been out for a couple of days, but the Cowboys haven't played for a while. Have you guys mostly just talked about how excited you are about the Simpsons broadcast on Monday night, or how did that all go?
Yeah, I think we did a deep dive into that, by the way.
I feel so sarcastic.
You can just pass on that.
Man.
Yeah, we asked Steven about it, too, and he was like, I don't know much about it. So
did he really?
Well, he was like, oh, we would not.
I mean, he knew it was happening,
yes.
But I don't know if he knew any in-depth details of the show.
Yeah, he wasn't privy to any of the cartoon stuff beforehand. They're just like, here's the presentation.
All right. Mickey, you can back Corey up and make sure he's telling the truth. Is it because Corey asked the question aggressively? Did he say, do you think your game didn't get flexed out on Monday night because of all the Simpsons work that's already gone into this?
I don't think he put it that way.
Okay, that's good. That's very good. Yeah. All right.
We've taught him well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't push too
hard. I haven't taught him anything. So that's all you. I just show up to work occasionally.
Yeah. What is the biggest storyline for you as we prepare for the Bengals? Because Joe Burrow and his receivers, they're on fire. It's just that the defense has nothing to offer.
Yeah, and I think that's the cautionary tale about looking at the Bengals and going, they're the Bengals. They're 4-8. You know, if you do a deeper dive into them, seven of their eight losses are by one score, and three of the losses are by a grand total of 5 points. So they've been really close, right? And it's not like they're just pathetic. Sitting there at 4-8, they score points. The problem is they give up too many points, and that's why they're sitting there at 4-8. They just keep scoring. You know, they've had six losses when scoring at least 25 points. Six.
Which is crazy. And obviously, I'm going to blame this mostly on the defense. But when you talked about all the close losses, do we also need to include the fact that in games decided by 6 points or less, they're 0-6?
So yeah, they don't win them.
Yeah, they don't win these games either.
So maybe the key thing is to stay close and
you're able to
beat them. I just say that, you know, it's so close that, you just can't overlook what Joe Burrow's doing, right? And I've heard multiple people say this this week already, that if their record was 8-4 or 9-3, you know, Burrow would be considered for, you know, league MVP.
Sure.
The way he's playing. And Jamar Chase already with 13 touchdown catches. He's tied with CeeDee Lamb for second in receptions in the NFL right now. So this is a team that the Cowboys can't sit there and just kind of go, and I know fans are doing that. They're looking at the records and going, they got the 4-8 Cincinnati and then they got the Panthers and then it's the 6-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You don't want to get ahead of yourself because you're still 5-7.
And also, you're a 5.5-point underdog at home.
At home.
So, like, if you want to look at the record, that's fine. Vegas is like, no, we think Cincinnati is a significantly better
team.
And
I'm sure they're looking at it as Cincinnati got Joe Burrow. The Cowboys, they're playing with a backup quarterback.
True.
And the list of injuries, continues to grow. I tried starting to put this together, and I got the list over here on my right side, it says back. So you got Parsons back, Bland back, Brandon Cooks, and Adoga. You want to go over the list that's still out?
Is it going to depress me? Well, I feel like we need to hear it either way.
Sam Williams, Dak Prescott, DeMarcus Lawrence, John Stevens, Awesome Richards, Amani Oruwariye, who could return this week. He's eligible to come off IR. Kalen Carson, Josh Butler, Zach Martin, Trayvon Diggs, Marquise.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Bell and Wanya Thomas.
See, so that's like a lot more. Yeah.
And yeah. I've got, and I started counting the guys that are still on IR. 9.
Was that you just counting them like right now?
I hadn't counted them up. I just put IR and I just looked at the list and I'm going, ooh, that's a long list. You know, and the only guys, you know, you're looking at maybe getting back, Zach Martin.
Yep.
Wanya Thomas at some point. You might get Awesome Richards back at some point. Jake Ferguson. Maybe Marshawn Nealon, maybe, and I don't know if those will be this week or next week, but that's a long list of guys, and I'm sure, you know, when Vegas figures out that point spread, they're looking at that and going, well, geez, they got it seems like a quarter of the team missing because of injuries.
So I need to scratch out all this work I've done about the road to the playoffs in a wild card run.
Well, you know what? I've done that also.
Oh, and
I figured there's seven teams, including the Cowboys, that have to fit into three spots. The third, I'm giving up on the first two wild card spots, right?
That's fair.
And and somebody's got to win the division titles. So there's seven teams that have got to fit into three spots. The third wild card spot, which Washington has the lead at 8-5, and then everybody else is trying to catch them or trying to win the NFC South and the NFC West. And there's, bunched up. Like Seattle in the West has a one-game lead over Arizona, but it's 6-6. Seattle, Arizona, and the Rams are all bunched up there. And by the way, everybody's sitting here looking at the Cowboys going, well, they got a chance. Well, San Francisco's got the same record, and they beat the Cowboys.
Oh.
So, yeah. But again, if you look at the, who's got to play who down the stretch here, of those seven teams, a bunch of them got to play each other. So I figured in the head-to-head of all those teams, there's 14 losses still to be had.
Do you think that the Cowboys will do the best job possible at getting a worst draft pick while still missing the playoffs?
What do you mean, by happenstance or trying to?
Oh, I assume happenstance, not trying to.
Yeah, I mean, there's games to be won, and they've got to, they got to play Tampa Bay, they got to play Washington, so somebody's going to get a loss somewhere along the line in there. Some of the other teams like. Arizona still got to play Seattle, the Rams, and Niners. So there's three losses there somebody's going to get. And the Rams have to play the Niners, the Cardinals, and the Seahawks. So there's three more losses somewhere. Someone's going to lose a game, right? So there's a lot of games to be lost between these seven teams to fill those three spots. So it's pretty hard to figure out, Now, I'm sure, Washington's sitting there. They got a bye this weekend at 8-5, and, they got the best record of all seven teams right now, and now you got to try to catch Washington. So from the Cowboys' standpoint, that's obviously, if they're going to do anything, they got to beat Washington. They got to beat Tampa Bay. But more importantly, as Jerry said yesterday, starts and stops right now with Cincinnati. Got to win.
Got to get this one.
And you're underdogs and you're at home. And it's Monday night football. So I don't think the Cowboys have the luxury of doing what I just did and kind of analyzed it. They just got to analyze one thing, how to figure out how to beat the Bengals.
Yeah, they got to drop some plays and get some defense ready to go.
Yeah. And you better score some points. Because
that makes sense, too.
They're going to score. I mean, they're averaging 28 points a game. Averaging. The Cowboys are averaging 20. So maybe that's where the 5.5-point underdog came in. It's an 8-point difference on the offenses. Now, their defense has not been good. So can the Cowboys offense kick it in gear against that defense that other teams have? And, you might need to score 30 points to try to win. And the Cowboys have only done that twice so far this year.
Well, we appreciate the insight very much. If tomorrow you want to come to the program with a list of your favorite Simpsons episodes to help us get ready, I would be in for that as well.
That'll take deeper dive research than I did with the standings.
I give you some great ones to start with. Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll get it done.
All right.
Thank you very much. There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.